Jordan, you got to be pretty excited again after tonight, another strong outing.
Yeah, I'm happy with that one.
Is this one you're going to store in the memory bank that you were able to outdo and beat Carey Price?
It's pretty cool. At the same time, you know, it was my first start at home too. I was pretty excited about that, and you know, it was an exciting game, entertaining, and we're happy with that outcome.
Did your you have any relatives here tonight? Did your mom?
Yeah, my dad's here. Yeah.
Were you able to see him after the game?
Not yet.
Once again, huh?
Yeah.
Put you on the spot. Which save did you like most?
I think I like that Drouin save where he kind of came in and got past the D-man. I like that one. You?
I like that one too.
Yeah.
That was a late, right? Late in the game.
Yeah.
What any keys to defending a 5-on-3 when you're in the cold?
I think it's just be aggressive and scrambling, you know. Just use your hockey sense at that point and try to communicate as much as you can. And we just battled there, and I think O'Reilly had a good stick at one point and got the puck out, which was huge.
The 2-on-1, once you made the save there, you even have any idea it was behind you at that point? I mean, you kind of squeezed your legs there. I mean, you could kick that thing in or anything. You were able to
I got a piece of it, and I felt it pop up, so kind of just hope for the best. And hope the D-man was there to kind of block the goal line too, and it was a fortunate play.
How hard is it to read those 2-on-1 sometimes? You got to be conscious, I guess. The guy can shoot, make the quick pass. Are those tough to read sometimes?
Yeah, again, it's you're with your D-man there trying to use your hockey sense and just try and read the play, and fortunately there it went our way.
And did you hear the crowd? I mean, on that one, once you made the save, could you hear the crowd?
Yeah, it was a fun atmosphere tonight.
Two starts, two wins. Where's your confidence at right now?
I'm feeling good. You know, I'm happy. The team's competing hard, and we're great on the penalty kill and the power play tonight. So we have different goal scorers, which is huge for a team on the rise. And hopefully we keep coming together and going in the right direction.
I know you had confidence that you could come out and do it again. Maybe not a shutout like Philly, but just keep playing well. But to do it now, two games in a row, I mean, do you feel like you've shown everybody something here?
Yeah, it's just two, right? It's all about the next one. No one really cares at this level.
Do you sense at all that maybe the team is feeding off of your play as well, when you're playing well and it kind of filters out to the rest of the group?
No more than when Sammy Blaze scores, or, you know, the young guys are playing well and working hard. I think people always, you know, have a good reaction to that and get behind them. So it's fun for sure, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Did you notice the crowd applauding after Montreal scored that goal? I mean, they were applauding you. Did you hear that at all? Just kind of appreciation, I guess, of your start.
I didn't know that.
Are the starts feel different than when you came in relief? Is it a different feeling for you out there? Are you more confident or any way different?
It's always different when you start the game and you can dictate from the start, and it's your game. You know, I've said that before, and it's better when you get the start, I would say.